请我们先一同打开圣经，读几处主的话语。
Shall we open up God's word and read a few passages?
请我们先翻到新约圣经彼得前书第四章。
The first passage is in 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章，我们读第十九节。
First Peter chapter 4, we will read verse 9.
所以那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。
Therefore, those also who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right.
这里中文自己灵魂，它的原文就是讲到自己的魂。
And in Chinese, it's speaking of our souls.
请我们再翻到希伯来书。
Next, shall we turn to the book of Hebrews?
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
我们要读一到第二节，第一节到第二节。
We'll read verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书第十二章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
请我们再翻到罗马书。
Next, shall we turn to the book of Romans?
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章，我们要从第一节读到第五节。
Romans 5, we will read verses 1 through 5.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proving character, and proving character hope, and hope does not disappoint.Because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
最后一处我们要读新约的路加福音。
And lastly, we will turn to the Gospel according to Luke.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
第九章我们从二十三节读到第二十六节。
Luke 9, we will read verses 23 through 26.
路加福音第九章第二十三节，耶稣又对众人说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在自己的荣耀里，并天父与圣天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
And he was saying to them all, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world, and loses or forfeits himself?For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory, in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels.
好，那我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你早晨的同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning.
主，我们侍立在你面前，要听你的圣言。
And so as we prostrate ourselves before you, we want to hear your holy words.
主，求你再借着那赐人智慧和启示的灵来开启我们。
Again, grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们能够真认识你。
So that we may truly know you.
叫我们也能够明白你在我们身上的旨意。
So that we may understand your will upon us.
主，好叫我们能够为着你的旨意在世上来跟从你。
So that for your purpose and will we may come to follow you.
愿你的旨意成就在我们每一个蒙恩的儿女们身上。
May your will be accomplished upon all who are saved by your grace.
要颂赞荣耀都归给你。
Will all praises and worship be given to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
早晨和弟兄姐妹要交通一个负担，就是关于神圣的苦难。
The burden that I want to share with brothers and sisters today is regarding holy suffering.
当我在主面前越思想，我就觉得相当的沉重。
The more I meditate on this, the more heavy it becomes.
因为我想没有一个人喜欢苦难。
Because not one person enjoys suffering.
但我今天早上和弟兄们交通的是神圣的苦难。
However, what I'm sharing today is holy suffering.
主的话告诉我们，我们基督徒受苦原是命定的。
The Bible tells us that all of us, we will suffer.
因为我们乃是在一场属灵的征战里头。
Because we are all in a spiritual warfare.
就从刚刚弟兄带领我们所唱的这首诗歌的歌词。
And from the words of the hymn we just sang.
我们看见今天我们乃是在一场属灵征战的里头。
We see that we are in a spiritual warfare.
这征战的双方乃是在神与神的仇敌之间。
And the two parties at war is between God and God's enemy.
而这个战场最主要的还是在你我的里面。
And this battleground is in you and me.
也是这次我们夏令会当中所提到那关于魂的征战。
And it also has to do with the topic in our summer conference, the salvation of our soul.
为了这个缘故，我们就会经历一些的苦难。
And so because of that, we will go through suffering.
然而在你我的身上，我们所要经历的苦难却是一个神圣的苦难。
However, the suffering that you and I will go through needs to be a holy suffering.
因为神可以借着这些的苦难在我们身上成就那魂的救恩。
Because through these sufferings, God then can accomplish the salvation of our soul.
那为什么早晨我有这样的一个负担呢？
So why is it that this morning I have this burden?
这是因着最近发生在我父亲身上的一件事。
Because recently, through something that is occurring in my father,
大约三年前有不少弟兄姐妹曾经为我父亲的疾病祷告。
Approximately 3 years ago, brothers and sisters were praying for the illness of my father.
当时在台湾被诊断出来，他心脏所有的主动脉都100%的阻塞。
Because at that time in Taiwan, it was found out that all of his arteries in his heart were all clogged.
因为那个病情是非常的严重，所以医生决定他们不能做任何的治疗和手术。
And so because of the severity of his illness, the physicians decided that they could not do any, they could not operate on him.
他们所能做的就是借着一些的药物来减缓他心肌梗塞发病的时间。
The most they could do was to give him some medication to allow him to have some more time.
感谢主，一转眼三年，将近三年过去。
And we thank the Lord, all of a sudden 3 years have passed now.
每次和父亲通电话的时候，在电话里头所听见的就是平安、喜乐和满了感恩。
And so every time I telephone my father, I'm so thankful because all that I hear is peace and joy.
而父亲和 我们心里面也做了一个准备，就是到了主的时候，他就能够欢欢喜喜的回到天家。
And both my father and I, in our hearts, we are all prepared that when the time comes, that he will very joyfully go home.
我父亲也特别要我能够在他的安息聚会当中要来感谢神，要来赞美神，要来归荣耀给神。
And my father has already entrusted to me that at his memorial service, all thanks and glory needs to be given to God.
大约在一个多月前，我收到台湾妹妹打来的电话。
About a month ago, I received a phone call from my younger sister.
告诉我们说，医生又发现了在父亲的口腔里发现了舌癌。
And that the physicians have found that he has tongue cancer.
因为这三年过来，他的心脏已经更加的软弱。
Because in these last 3 years, his heart condition is more and more weak.
医生当然也不能做切除的手术来治疗这癌细胞。
And because they cannot operate on him to take care of this cancer.
所以他们决定唯一能做的就是进行放射性的治疗。
So they decided that the only thing they could do is radiation.
需要为期六周，每周需要五天。
And for 6 weeks time, each week 5 days.
当我想到对老人家来说，这是何等沉重的一个负担。
As I was thinking about this, this is such a heavy burden for an elderly person.
我就到主面前为他祷告。
And so I began to pray for him before the Lord.
我在主面前就有一个问题。
And I had this question.
如果父亲能够在他睡觉的时间，因着心脏发病的缘故，就被主接走了，洗了世上劳苦，岂不很好？
If the Lord were to take him in the middle of his sleep because of a heart attack, wouldn't that be so much better?
为什么他还需要在地上，在肉身里头，要接受这样的一段的苦楚的时间。
Why is it that now still in his body he needs to go through such suffering?
然后主就开启了我。
And then the Lord revealed to me.
叫我看见这些将要临到父亲肉身上的这些苦楚。
All of this suffering in his body that he needs to go through.
神乃要在他身上更多的来成就那魂的救恩。
God wants to accomplish a deeper salvation of his soul.
叫他能够在这些的苦难里头来更经历主的恩典。
So that through this tribulation, he could experience more of God's grace.
更认识这位爱他也爱我们的主。
To come to know the God who loves him and loves us.
我心里面就满了感谢和赞美。
So my heart was filled with thanks and praise.
我也知道该如何为父亲祷告。
And so now I also know how to pray for my father.
就是愿神的旨意能够借着这一些的苦难能够在他身上更多成就神的救恩。
So that God's will through the suffering can be accomplished in His salvation.
弟兄姊妹，早晨我不知道你们是不是在任何的苦难里头。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know this morning whether or not you are in suffering.
昨天我们初中生和家长们有一次的聚集。
Yesterday with the middle schoolers and together with their parents, we had a gathering.
有一些的八年级，他们要毕业，要升到高中了。
Because some of the 8th graders are graduating and they're going on to high school.
所以这些八年级的孩子们他们就分享了他们的见证。
And so some of these 8th graders, they shared their testimony.
听了吓一跳。
And I was greatly surprised.
才发现原来在这些八年级这么小的孩子身上，在他们生活当中也满了苦难。
Because even among these very young 8th graders in their daily lives, it's filled with suffering too.
所以没有来参加弟兄姐妹，你们实在错失了一次非常宝贵的一个分享的机会。
So for those who didn't attend, you missed a very precious sharing time.
其中有一个孩子，他就分享到他在学校打篮球的经历。
Among them, there was this one 8th grade boy. He shared an experience in playing basketball.
我没记错的话，他七年级在学校参加篮球比赛。
If I remember correctly, when he was in seventh grade, he competed in basketball.
他与球员常常在比赛之前，他们都会一起祷告。
Together with the team captain, oftentimes before games, they would pray together.
当然，那一年的球季里头，他们打得相当不错。
So during that season, they played well.
他们常常的得胜。
They often won their games.
然后到了下一年的时候
，And in the following year,
他们觉得。这个打赢球啊，好像是很自然的事情。
They thought it was a very natural thing to win their games.
他们就觉得不是那么需要再祷告了。
That they didn't really need to pray much.
就不出意料之外，他们第二年的球季呢，就打得非常的不好。
So without realizing it, in their second year, they played very poorly.
他们就常常输球。
They often lost their games.
这个小弟兄他就分享到有一次在他们学校的那个。跟另外球队比赛的时候
，So this young brother one time in a game against another school，
是 home game，
it was a home game。
所以呢，在球场看球的都是他学校的同学们。
All around the spectators were all his classmates。
到了比赛结束前两秒钟，那个球就传到他手上。
2 seconds before the end of the game, he received the ball。
那时候他们的球队落后一分
，And they were behind only 1 point。
这个压力可想而知。
There was great pressure on him。
就因为他只剩两秒钟，他也没有机会了。
Because there was only 2 seconds left, he had no opportunity。
就在很遥远的距离，他就投篮。
So from very far away, he wanted to shoot the ball。
就当时呢， 对方的球员就犯规了。
So at that time, the opposing team fouled against him.
所以呢，他就得着了这个罚球的机会。
So he got an opportunity for a free throw.
这个罚球是一加一的罚球。
And this free throw is you get one point for each throw.
如果你第一球进了，你就可以再罚第二球。
So if you get the first one, you get the second one.
所以在那场比赛里头，他们球队能不能赢球的关键就在于他的罚球。
So the pivotal point for whether or not his team won was in his hands.
哎呀，所以你看我们这个。就是小小基督徒，他们生活当中也是有压力的。
So for a very young Christian in his life, he had pressure.
就我们弟兄很紧张了，就罚了第一球。
So our brother, with great nerves, he threw the first ball.
眼看那颗球就进了篮筐。
And the ball.
然后又弹出来了。
It hit the rim and it came out.
他就听到全场哎呀的一个声音。
And he heard a great sigh from the entire audience.
他的球队输了。
And his team lost.
在他罚球之前啊，他向主做了一个祷告。
But right before he shot the ball, he prayed to the Lord.
因为他知道这实在是太重要了。
Because he knew this was too important.
他求主一定要帮助他投进这个球。
He prayed that God would help him make that shot.
结果实在出乎了他意料之外。
But it was beyond what he could have expected.
他就满了羞愧的回到更衣室里头。
So full of shame, he left.
他就到了停车场。
And he went to the parking lot.
非常的羞愧，也非常的难过。
And he was full of shame, and he was really disappointed.
他心里面就对主说。
And so he said to the Lord.
说我再也不信你。
Said Lord, I don't want to believe you ever again.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见基督徒在世上实在是有苦难的。
And so as Christians in this world, yes, we will have suffering.
就是在我们小弟兄这样一个生活当中的一件小事里头，我们看见我们也在一场征战的里头。
So in our young brother's life, we see in such a small matter that we are in the middle of a battle.
在我们生活当中临到我们的这些苦难。
And so in the sufferings that we go through.
我们作为一个基督徒，我们可能有两种不同的反应。
As a Christian, you may have two different responses.
一种就是我们因着苦难，我们回到了主的面前。
The one,Through our suffering, we come back to the Lord.
我们让主来成就他所要成就的旨意在我们身上。
We allow the Lord to accomplish His will in us.
还有一种反应，就像我们小弟兄。
Another response is like our young brother.
在当时，他因着这样的苦难，他和主之间就产生一个极大的难处。
That at that moment, because of the suffering, there is a great difficulty between him and the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，当苦难临到你的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when suffering comes to you,
你的反应会是如何呢
？What is your response?
我们盼望早晨我们能够记得，当神允许苦难临到我们的时候
，We hope that this morning, when God allows suffering to come to you,
这些的苦难乃是要在你我的身上来成就神的旨意。
This suffering is to accomplish God's will.
所以刚刚我们读的彼得前书，就告诉我们
，And so we just read 1 Peter. It tells us.
他说到说，那为照神旨意受苦的人。
That those who suffer according to the will of God,
他们要将自己的魂交与那信实的造化之主。
They shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见照着神旨意所受的苦难。
So here we see that if you suffer according to the will of God,
神能够借着这些苦难在我们身上来成就魂的救恩。
God through the suffering, He will accomplish the salvation of our soul.
所以我们必须要学习，当苦难临到我们的时候。
So we need to learn when suffering comes upon us.
我们要将我们的魂交托那信实造化之主。
We need to entrust our souls to our faithful Creator.
然后神可以在我们身上来做成那得救的功夫。
And then God can accomplish the work of salvation in us.
希伯来书也告诉我们
，Hebrews also tells us，
他说我们主耶稣因那摆在他前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
That our Lord Jesus, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame。
所以我们看见那摆在主耶稣前面的喜乐，就是神的旨意。
And so we see that the joy that was set before him was the will of God。
所以我们看见什么是神圣的苦难呢
？So what is holy suffering？
就是这些的苦难乃是为着神的旨意。
That all of this suffering is for the will of God。
也是照着神的旨意。
And is also according to the will of God。
当于神允许苦难临到我们的时候
，And so when God allows suffering to come to us，
我们必须要相信神在我们身上有他美好的旨意。
We need to believe that God has His good and beautiful will in us。
所以希伯来书告诉我们说。当主耶稣在地上的时候
，And so Hebrews tells us that when Jesus was on earth，
在他33年半的时间里头，在他前面有一个喜乐。
That for 33.5 years before him there was a joy.
这个喜乐就是父神的喜悦。
And this joy was the pleasure of the Father.
这个喜乐也就是父神的旨意能够得着成就。
And this joy was also that the Father's will be done.
所以我们看见在他地上的一生当中
So we see is in his entire life
他心里只有一件事
In his heart there is only one matter
就是遵行父神的旨意
That is to do the will of the Father
就是要讨父神的喜悦
That is to please the Father
当主在地上的时候
So while our Lord was on earth
他每做一件事情之前
Before he did every single thing
他每说一句话之前
Before he said anything
他回到父神的面前
He would always come before the Father
他只有看见父所做的，他才能做。
He would only do what he sees the Father doing.
他听见父所说的，他才能够说。
He would only say what the Father said.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们的主，他原本是与父神是同等的。
We know that originally he was equal with the Father.
他就是神本，他就是神的自己。
He is God himself.
他就是三一神之间之。的那个那位子神的位格
He is the one who is the Son in the Triune God.
我们看见当他道成肉身的时候
However, when he became flesh,
他却存心的顺服
He entirely obeyed.
他凭着自己，他不做一件事
He did not do anything for himself.
他凭着自己，他不说一句话
He did not say anything for himself.
因为在他前面有这样一个喜乐
Because there was a joy set before him.
他在地上的每一件事每一句话他都要讨父神的喜悦
In every single matter and everything that he said he wanted to please the Father
当他做完一件事情之后
And so after he did something
当他说了一句话之后
After he would say something
他也回到父神的面前
He would also return to the Father
他要看看父神喜不喜悦
And he would see whether or not the Father was pleased
弟兄姐妹这是在主耶稣前面的那个喜乐
This is the joy that was set before our Lord
Jesus 他就带领了他走他一生在地上的道路。
It led him his entire road on earth.
为了这样的一个喜乐，他在地上他就需要忍受羞辱。
And so for this joy that was before him, he needed to despise the shame.
然而他却轻看羞辱。
He endured and despised the shame.
他忍受了十字架的苦难。
He endured the suffering of the cross.
我们记得有一次，主耶稣的肉身的弟兄就对他说
We remember one time his earthly brother said to him
他说现在是过节的时候
This is the time of the festival
意思就是说神的百姓犹太人他们都聚集在耶路撒冷
That is to say all of God's people the Israelites were gathered in Jerusalem
所以他的弟兄就讽刺他
And so his brother said to him
说如果你要显扬你的名你就应当这个时候去耶路撒冷行一个神迹
If you want to share your name you ought to go and do a miracle right now in Jerusalem
然而我们知道主耶稣他却顺服在神的旨意之下
However, our Lord Jesus, he was submitting beneath the will of the Father.
他说你们的时候常是方便
He says, at any point, it is convenient for you.
而主说话行事的时候却是受着神旨意的控的的管理
However, everything that he did and everything he said was under the control of the Father.
所以我们看见我们主耶稣为了父神的喜悦
And so we see our Lord Jesus for the pleasure of the Father.
他轻看了人的羞辱。
He despised the shame of man.
在他一生在地上的生活里头。
And so in all of his life on earth.
他的眼睛单单望着父神的脸。
His eyes only looked upon the Father's face.
他只在乎他所爱的父神。是不是喜悦他所说的他所做的
He only cared about whether the Father was pleased with what he did and what he said
我记得有一个故事
I remember a story
有一个非常有名的钢琴家
There's a very famous pianist
有一次他在一次的表演里头他在那里非常尽心尽力的在那里完成了一场完美的表演
There was a performance where this person performed very very well
当他表演完了以后全场都站起来热烈的鼓掌
The entire audience stood up to give this pianist a standing ovation
然后我们看见这个钢琴家他的脸却没有一点的放松
However, this pianist did not relax at all
他也没有一点的笑容
There was no smile on his face
他的眼睛单单的望着在座位旁的一个人
He was only looking upon this one person in the audience
直到后来在会众当中的一个人那个人 轻轻的点头之后
，And so it wasn't until that one person in the audience just lightly nodded their head，
这位钢琴家才放松
，Then this pianist relaxed，
他的脸上才显出了一点的笑容
，And there was a light smile on his face。
原来他所注目的这个人就是他的老师
，Because that person that he cared so much about was his teacher。
他并不在乎在场有多少人给他热烈的掌声
，He didn't care how many people in the audience was giving him an standing ovation。
他的心只在乎他的老师满不满意他这一场的表演。
He only cared about whether or not his teacher was pleased with the performance.
有姐妹，什么是在我们前面的喜乐呢
？So brothers and sisters, what is the joy that is set before us?
是我们的丈夫还是我们的妻子
？Is it our husband or our wife?
是我们的父母亲呢，还是我们的孩子
？Is it our parents or our children?
是我们在工作里的成就呢，还是我们在社会上的地位和名利
？Is it the success that we accomplish at work or our position and fame in this world？
同姐妹，我们要看见我们的主给我们所做下的榜样。
So we need to take a look at the example that our Lord left for us。
我们主因着他摆在他前面的喜乐。
Our Lord for the joy set before him。
他为了神的旨意。
For the will of the Father。
他为了神的喜悦。
For God's pleasure。
在地上。轻看羞辱。
On earth, he despised the shame.
他忍受那一切十字架的苦难。
He endured all of the suffering of the cross.
所以我们看见这神圣的苦难与神的旨意是有密切的关系。
So we see that holy suffering has very intimate relationship with the will of God.
我们需要明白神的旨意。
We need to understand God's will.
我们更需要把神的旨意摆在我们前面。
And even more so, we need to have God's will set before us.
叫我们在地上的一生能够讨父神的喜悦。
So that all the days of our lives we would be pleasing to our Father.
就像我们的主一样。
Just like our Lord.
我们看见主如何在地上来完成父神旨意，乃是借着这十字架的苦难。
So we see that our Lord Jesus, in order to accomplish the will of the Father, he endured the cross.
所以我们看见这神圣的苦难，也就是十字架的苦难。
And we see that this holy suffering is the suffering of the cross.
只有借着十字架的苦难，才能够成就神的旨意。
And only through the suffering of the cross can the will of the Father be done.
我们主就忍受了这十字架的苦难，他成就了十字架的救恩。
And our Lord, through enduring the cross, he accomplished the salvation of the cross.
罗马书第五章的经文告诉我们关于这十字架的全备的救恩。
And in Romans chapter 5, it tells us what this complete salvation is all about.
他告诉我们说我们得着了这个因信称义的地位。
He says that now we have been justified by faith. We have this position.
弟兄姐妹，我们怎么样子能够，我们这样有罪的人如何能够在神的面前来被神称义呢？
How is it that we who are sinners be justified in God's sight?
在我们身上满了罪污的人，我们怎么能够来到这位圣洁荣耀神的面前与他相合呢？
For us who are so greatly stained by sin, how is it that we can come before a righteous and just God?
我们知道乃是神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
It is because God has allowed the sinless to become sin.
我们主耶稣他是没有罪的。
Our Lord Jesus, he is sinless.
他生下来他并没有带着罪性。
When he was born, he did not have the sinful nature in
him. 因为他不像我们乃是从父母所生的。
Because he is not like us, born from both parents.
从父母所生的我们的源头就是亚当夏娃他们堕落以后那有罪的生命。
Because when you are born from two parents, you have that life that had come from Adam and Eve, that fallen nature.
而我们的主乃是从圣灵所生。
However, our Lord was born of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们主他并没有带着罪。
So our Lord, he did not have the sinful nature.
他在地上的一生，他也从来没有犯过罪。
And in all his life, he never sinned.
他是那一位不知罪的。
He did not know sin.
然而神却使他替我们成为罪。
However, God allowed him to substitute on our behalf to become sin.
当主被钉在十字架上的时候
，And so when he was nailed on the cross,
就连那一位爱他的父神也掩面不看他。
Even the Father who greatly loved him did not even turn to look at him.
为什么
？Why？
那是因为神将我们所有的世人所有的罪都归在他身上。
Because God placed all of mankind's sin upon him.
弟兄姐妹，在旧约的以赛亚书告诉我们。
In the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah tells us.
我们的主他并不是被罗马人的手 钉在十字架上。
Our Lord, he was not nailed by the hands of the Romans.
虽然从外面看来是罗马士兵把他钉在十字架上。
Even though outwardly, yes, Roman soldiers nailed him to the cross.
然而先知告诉我们，乃是父神定义将主耶稣钉在十字架上。
But the prophet tells us that the Father allowed his son to be nailed to the cross.
Determined
for him to be nailed.
所以我们看见这是神的旨意。
So we see this is the will of God.
神要借着主耶稣在十字架上来成就这样一个救恩。
And so we see that our Lord Jesus accomplished this salvation for us.
就是把我们的罪都归在他身上。
That is placing all of our sins upon him.
因他受的刑罚叫我们得平安。
And through him being judged, now we have peace.
我们能够与神相合。
And now we have obtained reconciliation with him.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Because of his stripes, we are now healed.
叫我们的灵魂完全得着了神的医治。
So that our souls may be completely healed by God.
弟兄姐妹，罗马书告诉我们，我们今天因着信我们的主耶稣，我们站在这样一个恩典的地位。
And so Romans tells us, by faith, now we stand upon this position of grace.
站在恩典的地位做什么呢？
And what is this position for?
是不是我们又像从前一样能够去爱世界？
So that we could love the world just like we did in the past?
是不是我们现在已经拿到了进天堂的票？
So now we have our ticket into heaven?
这是站在恩典的地位上的那个目的吗？
Is this the purpose of us standing upon this position of faith?
不是的。
Of grace?
主的话告诉我们，我们站在这恩典的地位上，乃是要欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
God tells us that this position is so that we can have the hope of the glory.
这里我们看见神借着他儿子耶稣基督的十字架的救恩 所赐给我们那全备的救恩。
Now the salvation that our Lord Jesus has given to us is a complete salvation.
他不仅要救我们的灵，
Not only does he want to save our spirit,
他救我们的魂，
He saves our soul,
他将来还要拯救我们的身体。
He will also in the future save our body.
这是神借着十字架所赐给我们那全备的救恩。
This is God through His cross, the salvation that He has already given to us.
我们知道灵的救恩是在刹那之间发生。
We know that the salvation of the Spirit happened in that one moment.
就是当我们相信接受主耶稣做我们救主的时候。
Once you believe and accept the Lord Jesus to be your Savior.
因着他的宝血，神洗净了我们一切的罪。
Through His precious blood, He has cleansed you of all your sin.
圣灵使我们的灵活过来。
And the Holy Spirit allows your spirit to become alive.
我们得着一个新的灵。
Now you have a new spirit.
神将一个新的生命，就是他儿子的生命，赐给了我们。
God has given you a new life. That is the life of His Son.
同时，圣灵也住在我们这新的灵的里头。
At the same time, the Holy Spirit now lives in your spirit.
这是我们灵的救恩。
This is the salvation of your spirit.
在刹那之间就成就了。
And it happened just at that moment.
在这一个全面救恩里面，它也包括了魂的救恩。
In this complete salvation, it also encompasses the salvation of your soul.
那我们先不讲，我们跳过去讲到还有一个体的救恩。
We'll save that for a moment later. Now we're going to talk about the salvation of our body.
它是一个完整的救恩。
It is a complete salvation.
在我们身上包括这三个方面。
And it encompasses all three aspects.
所以我们知道，到有一天就是主回来的时候，
So we know that one day when the Lord returns,
我们的身体都要变化。
Our bodies will all be changed.
就是已经睡了的圣徒，他们也要复活。
And all the saints who have already fallen asleep, they will resurrect.
他们得着一个新的形体。
They will gain a new body.
我们都得着一个新的形体，就像我们主从死里复活之后的形体相似。
We will have a new body, just like the new body that the Lord had after He resurrected.
所以我们看见体的得救也是在刹那之间就发生了。
We also know that the salvation of body will also happen in that one moment.
我们不需要做什么。
We don't need to do anything.
而这中间这魂的救恩乃是在我们蒙恩得救一生之久的过程。
However, right in the middle, the salvation of our soul has to do with all our daily lives.
所以今天为什么主还量时间给我们在地上来过世上的日子。
This is why God still gives us today to live out our daily lives.
弟兄姐妹，主不是要叫我们与世人过同样的生活。
God does not want us to live the same lives as those who are here on earth.
主的心意乃是盼望借着这一些短暂的日子。
God's will is that in these very short days,
能够在我们身上来做成那魂的救恩。
He wants to accomplish the salvation of our souls in us.
也就是说，叫我们的魂生命能够像我们的主。
That is to say, the lives, our soul life will be like our Lord.
就借着我们的魂生命能够来 彰显我们的主。
That through our soul life we would manifest our Lord.
能够来发表我们的主。
That we would express Him.
这就是被磨成神儿子的形象。
That is to be transformed, molded into the image of His Son.
所以我们看见这个救恩能够在我们身上，能够把我们整个人、灵魂、身体。都制作成像我们的主。
So we see the salvation will be in our spirit, soul, and body, all of it to be like Lord.
所以今天我们知道，我们因着信了主，我们已经站在这样一个恩典的地位上。
So today we know that through faith in our Lord, now we stand on this position of grace.
而且我们乃是带着一个荣耀的盼望。
And now we also have this.This hope of glory.
不单是将来我们身体也要改变成荣耀的形象。
Not only will our body be changed into a glorious form.
最重要的乃是在今天，当我们还在地上的日子里头，神能够借着一切的环境，借着苦难，在我们身上来使我们的魂得着拯救。
But today, through our daily lives, through suffering, our soul will be saved as well.
神如何能够在我们身上来成就这样的救恩呢
？How can God accomplish such a salvation in us？
特别是我们这个魂的救恩
，especially in the salvation of our soul，
乃是借着十字架的苦难。
It is through the suffering of the cross。
虽然神有些时候允许外面的难处临到我们
，even though sometimes God allows outward difficulties to come upon us，
然而神要借着这外面各式各样的环境。包括难处来在我们身上来成就这个魂的救恩
Through various circumstances as well as sufferings He wants to save us, our souls
所以我们看见主耶稣他是如何在地上他忍受十字架的苦难
So we see our Lord Jesus how He endured the suffering of the cross
然后我们看见他就进到荣耀里
And we see how He entered into glory
他就坐在神宝座的右边
And now He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God
我们知道今天主也呼召我们这些蒙恩的人
Today we know that God is also calling all of us who are saved by grace
叫我们来跟从他
To follow him
经过这十字架的道路
To go through the way of the cross
忍受这十字架的苦难
To endure the suffering of the cross
叫我们也能够进到荣耀里
So that we also can enter into glory
叫我们到那一天也能够与他一同作王掌权
So that on that day we can also rule and reign with him
兄姐妹这是荣耀的呼召
This is such a glorious calling
然而我们如何能够进入这神的荣耀里呢
？How can we enter into this glory？
乃是要借着这十字架的道路。
It is through the way of the cross。
所以主在路加福音，他就呼召我们说：“
so、
若有人要跟从我。”
That is why God in the Gospel according to Luke, He is saying to all of us, if anyone wishes to come after me，
就当舍己，天天背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
He must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me。
所以舍己背十字架。是跟从主唯一的途径。
And so the only requirement in following God is to take up your cross and follow Him.
也是我们进荣耀里的唯一的道路。
It is the only way to enter into glory.
所以刚刚唱的诗歌里面有一段歌词就告诉我们。
And so in the lyrics of the song we just sang, it tells us.
当我们看见有其他基督徒他们身上满了十字架的伤痕。
When we see the scars upon the Christians around us.
他说：“我岂可坐着花轿被抬进天堂
？”Can I enter into heaven just on a bed of flowers？
弟兄姐妹，在你我的身上，必须要有这十字架的痕迹。
We also need to have the marks of the cross on us。
也就是十字架在我们身上工作的那个结果。
And that is the result of the work of the cross in us。
在不认识十字架的人，他们可能看为是羞辱。
Perhaps for those who don't understand the cross, they see it as a shameful thing.
他们可能看为是愚拙的。
And they think it is foolish.
然而在我们认识主的人身上
，But for those of us who know the Lord,
我们心里应当明白
，In our hearts we ought to understand.
十字架乃是神的智慧
，That the cross is the wisdom of God.
是神的能力
，It is the power of God.
我要在你我身上成就这魂的救恩。
It is for you and I to have our souls saved.
我要叫神的旨意能够成就在我们的身上
，So that the will of God can be accomplished in us.
在这里，主并没有命令我们来跟从他。
Here, God did not command us to follow Him.
我觉得主实在是非常怜悯我们。
I feel that God truly has such mercy on us.
虽然他心里面何等盼望每一个 他用宝血所买赎回的人都能够来跟从他。
In his heart, he greatly desires that all those who have been purchased by his blood will follow him.
这里我们看见主他是何等尊重我们的自由意志。
Here, God truly honors our will.
他何等尊重我们的选择。
He truly honors our own decisions.
他说若有人。
He says, if anyone.
你愿不愿意
？Are you willing?
来跟从我们的主。
To follow our Lord.
我们心里面实在是感谢我们的主。
And so in our hearts we truly thank him.
主他虽然不勉强我们。
Even though our Lord, he doesn't force us.
然而他却一次一次用他的爱来呼召我们。
But time and time again, through his love, he's calling us.
每次当我们坐在主的饼杯面前。
Every time we come before his bread and cup.
主就用他的大爱来呼召我们。
He calls us with his great love.
来跟从我。
To follow me.
弟兄姐妹，我们能不能像当日彼得对主说的一样
？Can we be like Peter who said to the Lord at that time？
你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁
？Only you have the words of eternal life. To whom shall we turn？
弟兄姐妹，我们蒙了主这么大的救恩
，We have received such great grace.
我们明白了神在我们身上这么荣耀的旨意
，And we now understand that God has such a great will upon us.
我们今天若不跟从主，那我们跟从谁呢
？If we do not follow the Lord, whom shall we follow？
有谁是值得我们？跟从的。
Who is worthy for us to follow?
姐妹，愿早晨我们都能够答应主的呼召。
This morning, may we all respond to His calling.
我们对主说：“你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢
？”And we say to the Lord, Lord, only You have the words of life. To whom shall we turn and follow?
主说：“若有人要跟从我。”
And so the Lord says, if anyone wishes to come to me,
就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架。来跟从我。
He must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
所以主耶稣他就先解释了这舍己的意义。
And so our Lord first explains the meaning of denying yourself.
他说因为凡要救自己生命的就必丧掉生命。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it.
这句话我们常常会有点混淆。
Perhaps we may be confused by this.
这里的原文的生命呢，它是讲到我们的魂。
This life that our Lord is talking about speaks of our soul.
所以我们也可以直接翻译成说，凡要救自己魂的，就必丧掉魂。
So we can say, for whoever wishes to save his soul will lose his soul.
丧掉魂的意思并不是说我们就没有魂了。
To lose your soul doesn't mean that you no longer have a soul.
如果我们没有魂了，那我们就像植物、像石头一样了。
If you don't have a soul, then you're like a plant or a rock.
那不是神起初造人的那个意思。
That is not the original intention of God's creating us.
神在人身上有一个荣耀的心意。
God has a glorious purpose.
神要借着他所造的人来彰显他的自己。
Through his created man, he wants to express himself.
所以我们的魂在神的心意里面是非常宝贵的。
So our soul in God's eyes is very precious.
如果我们仔细读圣经的话，你就发现圣经里面常常讲到我们这个人，他就是用魂。
We see if you read the Bible carefully that oftentimes when God speaks of man, he also uses the word soul.
我们怎么认识？我们怎么知道所罗门弟兄他是怎么样的一个人呢
？How do we know what type of person Solomon is?
除了他长相之外
，apart from his outward appearance，
我们知道他很瘦。
We know he's very skinny.
更重要的是，他这个人的表现呢，是根据他的思想、他的意志、他的情感。
But you come to know him through how he expresses his thoughts, his emotions, his will.
所以我对所罗门弟兄的认识，可能他是一个情感很丰富的人。
So my understanding of Solo is that of one who is very expressive.
当然，有些人呢，他是意志很坚强的。
However, some they are very stubborn in their will.
有些人呢，是思想很细腻的。
And there are some who are very analytical in their thoughts.
所以我们看见我们这个人。之所以是怎么样的一个人呢？乃是主要是我们的魂是怎么样的一个情形。
So what type of person you are is determined by the condition of your soul.
在这里我们看见主的话说，凡要救自己魂的，就必丧掉魂。
And so the Lord says, whoever wishes to save his soul will lose it.
他的意思就是说，一个基督徒若是爱惜我们这个。原来的魂生命。
That is to say, a Christian, if you love that natural soulish life that you have.
也就是说，我们原本那个魂生命呢，是受那个老亚当的那个所辖制的。
That is to say, your soul, which is being controlled by the old Adam.
它是一个堕落的魂。
It is a fallen soul.
它是一个受肉体辖制的魂。
It is a soul being controlled by the flesh.
它是一个受我们自己所支配的一个魂。
It is a soul that is being controlled by the self.
如果我们不愿意弃绝这样的一个魂的话
If you're not willing to deny this soul,
那我们就丧掉了魂
Then you will lose it.
这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
就讲到我们这个魂生命就失去了它应当有的功用
That is to say, your soul now loses the original function that it was intended for.
就是我们的魂生命它在神的旨意里头失去了它应该有的功用。
That in God's life, you lost the function that you ought to have.
因为神的旨意乃是要借着我们的魂生命来发表、来彰显基督。
Because God's will is that in your soul, you are to express Christ.
今天如果我们爱惜，我们不愿意。
But today, if you treasure and you are unwilling,
你发现我们这个魂生命就失去了功用。
Then your soul life will lose its rightful function.
就是失去了能够发表神旨意的功用。
You will lose the function of expressing Christ.
就好像始祖亚当夏娃他们犯罪堕落之后。
Just like after Adam and Eve, after they sinned.
我们看见按着神的话，他们应当就死了。
That yes, according to God's word, they died.
就我们知道他们又活了好几百年。
But we know that they lived for several hundred years later.
难道主的话落空吗
？So was God's word false? No.
然而在他们里面那个灵的功用。失去了。
They lost the function of the spirit.
他们不再能够借着灵的功用来与神有交通。
They could no longer function properly in the spirit and communicate with God.
所以同样的，在这里我们看见，当我们如果爱惜自己
，So in the same way here, if you love yourself,
就是我们不愿意把这个魂生命让出来。
That is to say, if you are not willing to give up your soul,
让基督来管理
，to allow Christ to control,
让基督来支配
，to allow Christ to govern it.
你发现我们就失掉了这个魂在神旨意里面的功用。
Then you will lose the function according to God's will.
所以我们看见主说，凡要救自己魂的，就必丧掉魂。
So whoever wishes to save his soul will lose his soul.
相反的，主说，凡为我丧掉魂的，就必救了魂。
But conversely, whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save his soul life.
也就是说，我们基督徒，我们不爱惜我们那个堕落的魂。
That is, if you do not hold on and love that fallen soul,
我们不容许我们肉体在那里辖制我们的魂。
And you do not allow your natural flesh to control that soul,
这就是舍己。
That is to deny yourself.
我们就将我们的魂生命的主权就转移交给我们的主。
You give the control of your soul over to the Lord.
我们就让基督能够在我们的魂生命里头，他来支配、来管理。
You allow Christ now in your soul to govern you and control.
所以，我们看见我们的魂生命就得着了他在神旨意里面应该有的功用。
So now we see that your soul life will gain that rightful function in God's sight.
就借着我们的思想、我们的意志、我们的情感，能够来发表基督，能够来彰显基督。
Through your thoughts, your mind, your will, your emotions, you can now express Christ.
所以我们看见我们这个魂生命在神旨意里头就有了他应该有的功用。
And so now we see that your soul life in God's will function appropriately.
我们就得着了。这个魂生命的意义。
Now you will gain the true meaning of your soul life.
所以我们看见主说，凡为我丧掉生命的，就必救了生命。
So whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it.
弟兄姐妹，这是主呼召我们的目的。
This is the purpose of his calling.
这就是我们舍己，天天背起十字架，跟从主的那个目的。
This is the very purpose of denying ourselves, taking up our cross daily to follow Him.
今天神就借着我们周遭各式各样的环境。
So God, through all our various environments,
在我们身上来拯救我们这个魂。
God, He wants to save our souls.
脱离我们自己。
So that we would be saved from ourselves.
脱离那老亚当的性情。
Be saved from the old Adamic nature.
脱离那肉体的辖制。
Through the control of the flesh.
好叫我们的魂能够来归服于基督。
So that our soul may now be given to Christ.
能够来彰显发表基督。
So that we may express and manifest Christ.
能够来荣耀基督。
To glorify Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们就活在神的旨意里头。
Now we can live in His will.
我们就叫神全备的救恩能够成就在我们的身上。
And now His complete salvation may be accomplished in us.
所以主接下来说舍己，然后呢还要天天背起自己的十字架。
So the Lord says here, deny yourself and take up your cross daily.
所以我们看见这乃是发生在我们每天生活的里头。
So we see this occurs daily.
可能在我们家里。
Perhaps at home.
可能在我们工作的场所。
Perhaps at work.
可能在学校。
Perhaps at school.
有可能在神的教会里面。
And perhaps in God's church.
神让我们要经历这十字架的苦难。
He wants us to experience the suffering of the cross.
然而，我们必须要借着我们在里面，我们愿意 来背起自己的十字架。
But from within, we ourselves must be willing to take up our own cross.
那在这里我就借着路加福音主给我们有两方面的，基本上也包括这所谓十字架苦难的两个主要方面。
So here through the Gospel of Luke, I want to talk about two different aspects of the cross.
因为主说，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的性命，有什么益处呢
？For the Lord says, for what is a man profited if he gains the whole world?
所以我们看见这是我们天天所面临的这个十字架的一个功课。
So this is one lesson that we learn daily in learning the way of the cross.
就是从这个从世界而来的引诱。
And that is the temptation that comes from the world.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你们有没有想过这件事情。
I don't know if you thought about this matter.
在我们蒙恩得救之后。
After you are saved.
如果主就把我们接到天上去。
If the Lord takes us directly up to heaven.
我们就离世与主同在，岂不是好的无比吗
？Isn't it so much better to be with Him rather than in this world?
为什么主还允许我们在这个活在这个世上
？Why does God still allow us to live in this world?
主告诉我们说。你们又不属于这个世界。
And yet the Lord tells us you are not of the world.
到底主的心意是什么呢
？So what is His will?
哎呀，我们在这世界里面实在是充满了各式各样的这个试探引诱。
In this world, it's so full of temptations.
也充满了各样的征战和试和难处。
It's full of battles and difficulties.
我们看见主乃是要借着这世界的这一切。不管是试探引诱或是苦难
，So God through this world, whether it's temptations or difficulties，
来教导我们如何学习舍己，背十字架来跟从主。
He's teaching us to deny yourself, take up your cross daily to follow Him。
所以我们看见撒旦会借着这个世界里面各式各样的试探和引诱
，So we see Satan through all the various temptations of this world，
来把我们从神的旨意里头来带离开。
He wants to take us away from God's will。
我想有很多的这世界而来的这些情欲是我们知道是不好的。
There are so many lusts in this world that we know are bad。
所以我们作为一个基督徒，我们也知道这些不好的情欲我们都不应当接受。
So as Christians, we know that many of these lustful things, as Christians, we do not accept it。
我们也都知道我们应当拒绝。
And we know we need to stay away from it, reject it。
可是撒旦更厉害的一个试探和引诱。
But Satan, he has an even greater temptation for us.
乃是借着这世人所看为好的。
Through all the things that the people in this world see as good.
就连我们基督徒也认为好的。
Even as Christians, we may think it's good.
但是它却是从世界而来的引诱。
However, it's a temptation that comes from this world.
它来把我们带离开神的心意。
It leads us away from the will of God.
所以我们必须要拒绝这从世界而来的各种的试探引诱。
So we need to reject the many temptations and lusts that come from this world.
所以保罗在加拉太书第六章就告诉我们。
So in Galatians chapter 6, Paul tells us.
他说我断不以别的夸口。
That I cannot boast in anything else.
只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
Except for Christ and Him crucified.
因这十字架对我而言，世界已经钉在十字架上。
Because now through this cross, the world has already been nailed to it.
就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
And according to this world, I have already been crucified into it as well.
所以我们看见当主耶稣钉十字架的时候
，And so we see that Christ, when He was nailed upon the cross,
他不仅代替我们的罪被钉在十字架上
，Not only was He a substitute for us,
借着他的宝血洗净我们一切的罪
，And His precious blood now cleansing us of all our sins.
当主钉十字架的时候
，But when Jesus was nailed upon the cross,
神也把我们这些信的人一同放在基督的里面
，God has placed all of us who believe in Him also with Christ.
我们的旧人与基督一同也钉了十字架
，So that our old man together with Christ was also nailed upon the cross.
这是两千年前神借着他儿子钉十字架所成就的救恩。
About 2,000 some years ago, this was a salvation that Christ has already accomplished for us.
这是一个已经成就的事实。
This is an already accomplished fact.
你我的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Your old man and mine have already been crucified with Christ.
因为这个救恩的事实，今天我们能够来经历。在主里面的这个得胜。
Through this reality of the Christ, now we can experience the victory.
就当世界来引诱、来试探、引诱我们的时候。
So when the world comes with at us with its temptations and lusts.
我们因着信，我们旧人与基督同钉十字架。
Through faith, we believe that our old man has already been crucified on the cross.
所以我们能够拒绝圣灵，拒绝，而且胜过。从世界而来的这个引诱。
So now we can reject as well as have victory over all the temptations of this world.
弟兄姐妹，这是天天发生在我们生活当中的事情。
This is something that occurs in us daily.
我们感谢神， 他将圣灵保惠师赐给了我们。
When we thank the Lord, He has given us the Holy Spirit, our Comforter.
圣灵保惠师就在我们灵里头，天天的这样子来保守，来带领我们。
And the Holy Spirit, every day, He is leading us and protecting us.
他带领我们进入这真理的实际。
He leads us into the reality of truth.
叫我们能够经历，当我们知道，我们相信。我们与基督已经同钉十字架。
So that we can experience and believe that we have already been crucified with Christ.
我们看见我们能够拒绝，能够胜过世界而来的引诱。
And we see that we can reject and we can win, we can have victory over the temptations of this world.
好，另一个方面，主耶稣让我们看见，这世界它不能够来引诱我们的时候，它会借着一些的环境。来逼迫我们。
On the other hand, we see that when the world it cannot when it does not overcome us, then it will come and persecute and oppress us.
我们知道，从初期教会，教会诞生之后
，We know that after the church was born,
它教会就一直是在受逼迫的一个环境里头。
The church continually is in the environment of being persecuted.
所以，我们基督徒乃是为着神的旨意。而受苦。
And Christians oftentimes we suffer for the will of God.
但在这里，主特别来警戒我们。
However, God here he is warning us.
主知道我们在世上会遭遇一些的逼迫。
He knows that we will encounter oppression.
那这些的逼迫呢？我们能不能靠着主的恩典来站立得住
？And through this persecution, through His grace, can we stand firm?
这里主的话说。凡把我和我的道当作可耻的
，And here he says, whoever is ashamed of me and my words，
好等到他在荣耀里降临的时候
，And that when he comes in his glory，
他要将那个人当作是可耻
，He will also be ashamed of that person。
弟兄姐妹，这不是，并不是说到我们基督徒会失去我们的救恩
，That is not to say that you will lose your salvation。
乃是说到，当我们到了那一天。在基督审判台前的时候
，But that is to say, on the day that you are before His judgment seat.
因为我们知道审判是从神的家开始。
Because we know that judgment will begin from His house.
这个审判乃是要分别那遵行神旨意和没有遵行神旨意的基督徒。
That judgment will separate those who live according to His will versus those who do not.
这个审判乃是要分别那些满足神心意。和没有满足神心意的基督徒。
This judgment will separate those who satisfy God's heart versus those who do not.
所以今天主告诉我们这样的一件事，他说：“凡当我们还在地上的日子，当我们若是我们如果把主和主的道当作是可耻的，到那个日子，到那基督台前审判的日子。”主也把我们当作是可耻。
And so His word tells us that whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man on that day, judgment day, he will also be ashamed of him.
所以这件事情是非常严肃的事情。
So this is a very serious matter.
弟兄姐妹，在我们中间有没有人会把主和他的道当作是可耻的呢
？Is there anyone among us who are ashamed of Him and of His words?
我相信没有一个基督徒。他嘴巴里面会这么说。
I believe not one Christian will say this with their mouth.
可是我们怎么知道我们心里面有没有把主和他的道当作是可耻
？However, how do we know in our hearts whether or not we are ashamed of him?
我记得我刚蒙恩得救的时候。
I remember when I was first saved.
那时候神的救恩在我里头，实在叫我充满了喜乐。
His salvation inside of my heart caused me to be filled with joy.
那时候我听到一位带领我的弟兄，他说到。有这么一件事。
And I remember a brother who led me. He's told me of this matter.
他说他在工作的环境当中，他认识一个这个隐姓埋名的基督徒。
That at his workplace he met a Christian who was a very anonymous Christian.
就是呢，就是说呢，我们这个弟兄呢，跟他一在一起共事有一段时间。
And that is to say we worked together with him for a while.
但是呢，他却从来不知道。但这个同事呢，也是一个基督徒。
But he never knew that this coworker was also a Christian.
后来他知道了。
Later he found out.
所以他才告诉我们这么一件事情，说，哦，原来是有一些基督徒呢，他们是隐姓埋名做基督徒。
And so that is why this brother told me that there are some Christians who rather be anonymous Christians.
那时候我心里面就非常不能够明白。
And so at that time I really could not understand this.
我觉得做基督徒是这么喜乐的事情。
I said it's such a joyous thing to be a Christian.
这么荣耀的事情。
It's such a glorious thing.
为什么会有基督徒他不愿意让人知道他是基督徒
？Why is it that there are Christians who don't want others to know that they are Christians?
弟兄姐妹，如果你是一个蒙恩得救的基督徒
，Brothers and sisters, if you are a Christian saved by grace,
在你的亲人、你的家人中间，他们知不知道你是基督徒
？In front of your family members, in front of your loved ones, do they know you are a Christian?
在你去上学的同学当中，你的朋友面前，他们知不知道你是基督徒？
Among your classmates and friends, do they know that you are a Christian?
在你工作的环境，
In your workplace,
你的老板、你的同事，他们知不知道你是基督徒？
Your boss, your coworkers, do they know that you are a Christian?
我今天不是说要去弟兄姐妹，就像从前魏师母他们年轻的时候敲锣打鼓在那里跟告诉大家说我是基督徒。
I'm not saying like back in the sister Wei's time that she had a there were a lot of Christians who would wear these vests and they would beat on drums to tell and proclaim everyone that they are Christians.
但是我相信神总会给你有机会来让你有机会告诉你周围的人你是基督徒。
But I do believe that God will give you an opportunity to tell the people around you that you are a Christian.
弟兄姐妹，这是主说我们是世上的盐，是世上的光。
God tells us that you are the salt and the light of this world.
今天不是我们要去显耀说我们基督徒。
It's not that you need to proclaim you're a Christian.
但是我相信神把我们摆在世人中间。
But God has placed you among the people of this world.
他有一个心意。
And he has a will.
他盼望我们周围的人能够因着基督徒的好行为，能够归荣耀给神。
That he desires through the good deeds of Christians that they would give glory to God.
同姐妹，今天我们也处在一个非常特别的环境。
And today we live in a very particular, very particular environment.
在一个非常末了的一个时候。
We live at the very end time.
就连我们所在这个国家，所谓的信仰自由的美国。
Especially in this, in the U.S. here, where you have the freedom of religion.
我们看见基督徒受迫害的日子已经是不远。
We see that the days where Christians are being persecuted is not far off.
我几天前读到一则新闻。
And a few days ago, I read a piece of news.
有一个基督徒，他开了一个蛋糕店。
A Christian, a couple, they opened up a bakery.
他因着他拒绝为一对同性恋者的婚礼做蛋糕。
And because they did not want to bake a cake for a lesbian couple.
他一撞被告到法院。
And they were taken to court.
联邦法院最后判决。这个蛋糕店的老板，这个基督徒，他是违法的。
And lastly, the ruling said that they unlawfully discriminated against this couple.
弟兄姐妹，我在这里不是要讨论，我们不是要讨论法律的问题。
Here we're not debating about the law today.
今天我们乃是要看见在类似这样的问题上面，
But we're talking,
我们的立场是如何。
However, we're talking about in matters such as these, what is our position?
我们有没有可能会把主和主的道当作是可耻？
Will we be ashamed of our Lord and of His word?
弟兄姐妹，我们很难想象我们弟兄在几周前说到二十年前的美国，我们很难想象基督徒会面临这样的一个逼迫。
A few weeks ago, our brother said that 20-some years ago, it'd be very difficult to imagine that Christians would be persecuted in such a way.
今天在这样的事情上面，我们必须要有一个做好准备。
And in such matters, we need to be prepared.
就是我们的立场如何。
So, what is our position?
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要回到主的话语里头。
We need to come back to God's word.
我们从主的话语里面，我们认识到我们的主，他是一位爱的神。
We need to know that our God, He is a God of love.
他爱世上所有的人。
He loves all men.
他爱世上所有的罪人。
He loves all the sinners in this world.
然而他却恨恶罪人身上的任何一个罪恶。
And yet He hates any sin that is upon man.
弟兄姐妹。我们作为一个基督徒
And so brothers and sisters, as a Christian,
我们如何能够来发表我们的主来彰显我们的主呢
How do we manifest and express our Lord?
就是我们需要来爱神所爱的
We need to love that which he loves.
我们需要恶神所恶的
We need to hate that which he hates.
就是我们要爱神所爱的罪人
That is, you are to love the sinner whom God loves.
然而我们却同时要恨恶神所恨恶的罪恶。
And at the same time, you hate the sin which God hates.
弟兄姐妹，什么是罪恶呢
？What is sin?
在婚姻关系以外的任何不正当的关系，就是神所看为罪恶。
Any relationship that is outside of the marriage relationship is something that God hates.
我们从主的话语里面，我们知道神设立的婚姻乃是在丈夫与妻子之间。
We know that in God's word that the marriage that He has established is between one man and one woman.
所以在这个婚姻之外，任何不正当的关系都是在神眼中看为是罪恶。
So outside of that marriage that He has established, that is sin.
不管是男与男也好。
Whether it is between man and man,
女与女也好
or woman and woman,
或是男与女也好
or even man and woman,
只要不在神眼中所看为神所视为婚姻的关系之外的，都是神所看为 神所憎恶的。
Anything that is outside of the marital relationship between a husband and wife, that is something that God hates.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们能不能这样子来持守主的话语
？So today, can you hold fast to God's word?
我们能不能为了主的话语，我们能够站住
？For God's word, can you stand firm?
我们要记得主的话说，若有人把我和我的道当作可耻的，到那日我也要将那人。
We need to remember his words. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him.
同志们，我们也要为着我们的孩子，为我们的下一代多有祷告。
We need to pray much for our children, for our next generation.
因为今天他们在他们工作场所里头。
Because at their workplace,
在他们大学、高中、初中，甚至小学的环境里头。
In their college, high school, middle school, even elementary school environment.
他们很可能也要面临这样的一个逼迫和挑战。
It's very possible that they will be challenged and persecuted in such a way.
我们需要为我们自己，也为他们多有的祷告。
We need to pray for ourselves and pray for them.
盼望我们没有一个人把我们的主和他的道当作是可耻。
We hope that not one of us will be ashamed of our Lord and of His word.
叫我们能够愿意来靠着主的恩典来持守他的道。
That we would be willing, according to His grace, to hold fast to His word.
在罗马书第五章的经文，他最后告诉我们。
And so in Romans 5, it tells us.
我们如今已经站在这恩典的地位上。
That since now we already stand on this position of grace.
在我们仰望那神的荣耀要成就在我们身上的这段过程当中。
In this process, as we look forward to the hope of the glory of God.
乃是因着神的爱在我们里面来激励我们。
It is through His love which encourages us.
神的爱在我们里面来坚固我们。
His love constrains and establishes us.
因为神的爱乃是一个不死的爱。
Because His love is an unfailing
love. 神的爱是一个全胜的爱。
It is a complete holy love.
它是一个得胜的爱。
It is an overcoming love.
叫我们能够胜过各样的试探。
Allows us to overcome all temptations.
叫我们能够胜过各样的患难。
So that we can overcome all tribulations.
叫我们能够忍受那十字架的苦难。
So that we can endure the cross.
来盼望神那荣耀的救恩。
We can look forward to the hope of His glorious salvation being accomplished.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
我们就在这样一个恩典的地位上，我们来盼望神的荣耀。
In this position of grace, we can look forward to the hope and glory of God.
就是在患难中，也是欢欢喜喜。
Even in tribulation, we can rejoice.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
May God bless His own word.
那我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，因为你在我们身上的心意是何等的美善。
Because your will upon us is truly good.
主，你向着我们的意念是何其多。
And your thoughts are so much towards us.
主，早晨我们实在在你话语面前，我们再将自己和同伴一同仰望在你恩典的手中。
So this morning, in your words, together with all our brothers and sisters, we place ourselves in your hand.
主，求你借着各样的环境
through all the environments,
借着各样十字架的苦难
through all the sufferings of the cross,
在我们身上来做成那得救的功夫
This morning may you accomplish the work of your salvation.
叫我们的魂能够脱离我们的己
so that our soul may be set free from the self,
脱离那肉体的辖制
be set free from the control of the self,
能够归服于基督
and be again given to Christ,
能够来彰显基督
so that we can manifest Christ,
来发表基督
express Christ,
来荣耀基督
to glorify Christ.
愿你在我们身上得着荣耀
May you be glorified in us.
愿颂赞都归给你
May all praises be given to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.